Welcome back to another episode of Yachting Unplugged. My name is Kim Swears, the boat boss, and I'm here with my co-host, Rick Thomas.
Yeah, Rick Thomas. So good to see you. Good to see you. Yeah, this is great. Back together again.
I know. We're actually together. Last episode, I was in right outside of Phoenix in Glendale, Arizona, but today we're shooting on location in beautiful Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's our hometown, and it is also known as the yachting and boating capital of the world. The
Venice of America.
Right? It's a $12 billion industry here in South Florida. Well over 100 to the north of 120,000 jobs, second behind tourism. It plays a very important role in our community.
And it's how we've always made a living, and it's how we have our passion. We happen to be on board my boat, Surface Interval, which just came out of Bradford Marine. I just had the bottom paint renewed and a little maintenance done. And
well, let's start by dedicating the show to a yachting icon that is unfortunately passed this week. I know he's a dear friend of yours.
Yeah, I'd love to say he's a dear friend. I've known Franz Hiesen for 30 some years. One of the first shipyards I ever worked with in Europe is from the Netherlands, Oss, town of Oss. He started Hiesen Yachts so many years ago. I first met him shortly after he built Octopussy for
John Stalupi.
Yeah. And just a lot of innovation, a lot of risk taking there. And he passed this past weekend, and you know, it's with sadness that we acknowledge that. And I'd like to dedicate this episode to the memory of Franz and Hiesen Yachts. I think they're great guy.
Definitely a shout out to his family and his work family.
Yeah.
You're in our thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
For sure.
Fantastic.
Well, I wanted to say last week I was the Master of Ceremonies and keynote speaker at the International Boating and Water Safety Summit.
Yes, you were.
It was amazing. And I know next year, Rick, you will be very involved as well, because we tend to only focus safety when it comes to boats 26 and below, because that's really where a lot of the laws are. 26 feet and below requires a kill switch. Children 6 years and under require life jackets, but you're going to attend next year and really open our eyes. I know Primus Yachts was there, Primus Yachting, talking about yacht safety as well. But I wanted to show, you know, what are some of the options that, you know, you have actually a waist PFD on.
Yes, this is a personal flotation device. Wear it on the waist. It's out of the way. It's indiscreet. Great safety device. I will say, though, we had our boat out last summer on the ocean. We're in the middle of the ocean escorting paddleboarders and kayakers across from Bimini to Palm Beach, something I do every year. And we had our kayaker flip her kayak off in the middle of the ocean. And come to find out, she was uncomfortable with, she didn't understand that this released
that yellow
the,
means, yes.
Right. So we actually had to do a little rescue swimming because she got in an uncomfortable situation. And there we go. It's the Jungle Queen, another tourist. Yeah, it's
attraction slash trap.
Yeah. Great boat though. We see it
absolutely
on the river every day.
I love it.
It's part of our culture.
Yeah, you must come and Fort Lauderdale and try that out. But
yeah,
so we really want to urge.
Yeah, you need to know how to use these devices. Same thing with this. It's a beautiful, easy to wear all day long if you're working on the water.
And there's not much to it. And I actually did a little demonstration on my social platforms. I actually always wanted to deploy the life jacket, and I finally got a chance to do it. So I was really excited about that. And then you actually are wearing one that you're going to actually promote for the tender market.
That's
right.
That's right. You know, the boat I've got here is a 30-foot center console. These are commonly used as tenders on large yachts. And, you know, we've heard about all the accidents and things that happen when you're, you know, on tenders. And we've talked about some of the tragedies that happened, you know, last year. And so it's really important that, you know, you're on a large yacht and you're never wearing a life jacket on the yacht itself, typically. But once you step off that yacht and you're stepping onto the tender, now your thinking's got to change. Now you have to remember, you're not back into small boat world. Things can happen really quickly. I saw a video just yesterday where a 4-inch and outboard center console went into a turn and it flipped.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, nobody was seriously hurt, which is amazing to consider, but things can happen so quick.
Yeah.
So you need to have these safety
devices. So that's our tip. You know, every show we're talking about tips now. We're going to bring it on earlier in the show. So our tip is, we're really speaking to the yacht captains and the crew, is these are by Mustang. And I really say, you know, just grab a bunch for your guests and for your crew.
Yeah.
And they're fashionable.
Yeah. They're taking much space.
Yeah, exactly. So that's our tip for the week. But I do want to stress, you know, there's some interesting statistics that I read about going into the summit. The Coast Guard accounted for 3,800 accidents in 2023, 564 deaths of that, and then $63 million worth of damage. But this is a really interesting fact. Out of one, per every 100,000 boats that are registered, five people are dying, which is pretty, that's a lot when
that's
you think
lot.
About it.
Yeah.
And then for the accidents that do happen, you're looking at 75% of those accidents are from drowning. So those people that die, 75% are from drowning, and 87%
almost 9 out of 10
life jackets. So right. Back to our point is, we're speaking this show to the captains and the crew. These are great. They ride Mustang. Please look into them.
Yes. Yeah. No excuses. You should have these on board. She'd use them.
All right. Let's talk about new products.
Yeah. Yes, we saw something pretty cool, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, we had the Cuda Jet.
Yeah, the Cuda Jet.
That was a really cool product that I did on my Instagram. I reposted it. It's this like really cool jet pack.
You're wearing it back?
Yeah. And it's great for yachts.
Right.
Great for, I mean, it's really anyone, but
yeah,
it's a
yeah.
great super yacht toy.
A top speed of 3 meters a second.
Yeah.
You know, think about that. Do the math. That's 10 feet a second.
Yes.
It's hydrodynamic, not aerodynamic.
Yes.
You're in the water. And what I really think is cool, it's made in England.
There we go.
You know, so it's just across the pond here. It's really cool innovation. I can see a lot of, you know, it's kind of like the Seabob crowd.
Yep.
Watch out. You know, you got all these Seabobs on the big yachts. You're going to have a couple of these jetpacks too.
Yeah, super cool. So check it out. It's Cuda Jet. I find them on Instagram. I reposted, so check out my page.
Yes.
Let's talk about the new super yacht that's come out, the 60.
The Almost. The 60-meter
yes.
series. Yeah, it's on sea trials right now, which is cool because it's, I think it's the seventh in the series that's out on sea
yes.
trial.
It is the seventh unit in the series.
When I interviewed Rose Dahman on my Yachting USA podcast, she was talking about this semi-production built series of boats, the 60 meters and the 80 meter boats, which, you know, 60 meter is 256 feet roughly. So it gives you an idea of how big that really is. And, you know, there's, you know, there's, I guess, economy and scale because they're building multiples of these units and have the seventh one delivered. It's a big kudos to them. Congratulations, Alvin.
Yeah, definitely hats off to them.
Absolutely.
Well, I found out this week that Freedom Boat Club, who is owned by Brunswick Corporation, has launched its 40th location in Europe. And if you're not familiar with Freedom, most everybody is, if you are looking at a way to reduce cost ownership,
right.
having a boat rental program would be great for you to consider. We have Carefree, we have Freedom Boat Club, but Freedom Boat Club has just opened in Marbella.
Okay.
So it's the 40th location. It's on the Costa del Sol.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, that's cool.
So check into that, and hats off to Freedom for really just expanding boating ownership worldwide.
Well, the other thing I thought about too, did you see that Vigor boat that was the self-deploying fenders coming out of
that? I saw that, yeah.
You know, when you look around, even on this boat, trying to find a good place to put the fenders is always a challenge. This new boat has a
self-deploying.
Looks like a port light or a freeing port on the side of the boat.
It actually pops open.
And the fender comes out. And it's a push button thing. So you're not yelling at your wife or your kid, go quick, get that fender over. And you just see a need and you push the button, the fender comes out. When you're done with it, it retracts it back in. I'm guessing it probably stores it in the bulwark, which is oftentimes just vacant space anyway. So good use of space.
Yeah,
nice innovation. Yeah.
You know, it's all about safety on the water. And I know I own a big service department in my dealership, and we're seeing more and more great innovations, which leading to better safety. But it really does affect my bottom line. You know, I guess it's great for the consumer, it's great for boaters, but you know, we're not seeing as many accidents, which is a good thing.
No, that is good. The boats are getting safer to use. The way they're operated, the way they work now are better than they ever were. No different than the automobile industry. You watched it, and I bet you 20 years ago, you thought, what could ever change in automobiles? Look what we have today, self-driving, lane maintaining, you know, cool stuff. And that's happening on the water as well.
No, it definitely is. On the water, we have Brunswick has a product. that is autonomous driven boats, as well as Abacus. So there's a lot of options out there that we're actually chasing the auto industry. We're a little bit behind, but we're going to catch up fast thanks to companies like that.
Absolutely.
So movers and shakers, they have some interesting
news. Oh boy, report. Isn't that true? That's true.
Big announcement at Cigarette.
Kurt Bender?
Yeah, I read that online as well. I do want to say that he did, but he's seeking a lifelong dream, I guess is what he's doing. And so we'll see where that goes. He says, I wanted to share that I made a decision to leave Cigarette Racing. It's been an incredible ride, and I'm truly grateful for the experience of the people I've worked with and the relationships I've built along the way. To all of our customers, vendors, and the boat building community, thank you for the trust, collaboration, and support over the years. It's been a privilege to be part of such a passionate and dedicated industry. I'm now taking a big step towards pursuing a lifelong dream. That's interesting. Something I've been working towards for a very long time. I'm super excited about what's next and look forward to sharing more soon.
I love
it. So hats off to you, Kurt.
Yeah,
you
know? No, that's cool.
Very few. Now, there's a saying, is you never want to lead life with your dreams around your bedside when you're on your deathbed, and no, right?
That's a good way to put it. I love right? it. Absolutely.
So hats off to you, Kurt. Best of luck.
Yeah.
Yep. And then what else?
Ken? So Ken Clinton has
Ken Clinton announced
his new
landing,
gig.
Yes.
Yeah. See, you know, he's taken a CEO position. REG Boat Holdings. That's a corporate company. I know the subset. I know it's Wellcraft and it's Four Winds.
It's Scarab, Four Winds, Wellcraft, Glass Charm.
Is Glass Charm part of that too?
Yes.
Okay.
And is that it?
Yeah, I think so. He's up in Cadillac, Michigan.
Yes.
Wow.
It's going to be super cold up there.
Yeah. Right? Well, he's okay now. He's going into April, May. I'm sure it's going to be perfectly good. Just let's talk to him come November, see how
it's pretty incredible. Michigan has like the highest income per capita, the most boats. You know, it's a huge boating area. Well,
it's a huge lake area up there. No question about it.
And those are the right boats for up there. I know we'd see more. You and I are more in the larger boat market, and Ken comes from that.
Yep.
But we wish him the best of luck.
Absolutely.
And everything that will follow.
Yeah. I'm sure there'll be nothing but good success. Right. Good job, Ken.
Exactly. Well, let's talk. And we heard about that Utopia. We had an incident there where
Utopia
a few members of the crew had sued a tanker. There was a tanker.
Well, actually, they sued the owner. And so this is an interesting takeaway. And this is something to pay attention to when they were in a bareboat charter. And what happens in a bareboat charter, unlike other charters, is the charterer, the entity that's chartering the vessel, has the opportunity to bring on their own crew. In other words, so it's they basically take ownership of that vessel for that prescribed period of time. Now, the real world intervenes, and the real world is, listen, they can bring on their own captain, they can bring on their own crew, but they never do it, you know, because they have also the option just to retain the crew that's already on the boat. But for that period of time, that crew works for the charterer, not the owner of the yacht. So there was an incident. It was a watch maintaining incident, and it was actually the yacht's fault because the captain was off the bridge. They didn't have somebody maintaining watch that was qualified to maintain the watch. They collided with a tanker. The tanker sank.
Quickly.
It was one of those. Yeah. And there was a lot of damage to the yacht, and some crew members got hurt.
Almost $3 million.
Yeah. So
no, sorry, they won three million.
The settlement, but here was the argument: they got a settlement. Good. It wasn't like they completely lost out, but they didn't get lost wages. They didn't get some of the other things that they were hoping to get. And the reason they didn't get it is because the insurance company didn't have to pay out because of the circumstances and the fact it was a bareboat charter. So you have to really pay attention to the rules and the laws and the way insurances work. If the charter is going to go bareboat, it's completely different than when you charter through a charter broker and charter manager, and the vessel is chartered through the yacht owning entity as a chartered vessel.
Yeah.
I hope I described it adequately enough, but that is why this thing became so contentious. Michael Lohr, Moore & Company were representing part of this suit, and I understand how they work, and I'm sure they got the best they could for the crew under the circumstances. But they have to pay attention to that, and that's just a cautionary tale.
Again, back to safety. You know, it's super important that from the beginning, the night before. It's all about how you feel. Are you tired? The vessels need to be seaworthy. We just saw a ton of boats along the river.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely not seaworthy.
Oh, yeah.
And everything down to everything you're wearing.
Right. Yeah. And here we are on the water on a Friday afternoon in downtown Fort Lauderdale, this beautiful new river. But if you've been watching instead of listening to our podcast, then you've seen the boat traffic that's gone by
us. That's a lot.
And it's a lot of going on. The helmsman right now that's operating this boat has got a lot on his plate to keep this boat directed, steered, and keep our cameras rolling too, right?
I'm really excited. You know, I'm learning how to drive a boat right now. I've taken my boater safety course.
Right. Yeah.
And I'll soon have that card. And Captain Harley from How To Boating and I are partnering up to bring you really from start to finish content on me learning how to drive a boat. I'm really excited that this will be.
We need to hear about this.
Yes, right.
So and something to think about. Tristan, who's at the hull, he's at the helm right now. Tristan got his safeboard boating course certificate at the age of 14.
Wow.
So you're not too young to take the course and take the test and get the certification. It's important.
Yeah, well, New York rolled out, as we talked about in our last episode, New York, and I'm really going to push when I'm in Washington as much as I can for the American Boating Congress is that we need everyone that operates a boat should take that course, not just anyone born after 1988, which is a current law here in Florida. But in New York, Brianna's law passed that everyone that operates a boat needs a course, which is super important.
I think,
you know, if we're going to reduce deaths and injuries and accidents, that's the only way to do it.
You think about it. The highways are highly regulated and highly patrolled. And you have to have a driver's license to be on driving a vehicle on the highway. It only makes sense. You need to have some type of licensure, some type of certification to operate a multi-ton vessel on the water where there are no lane markers. You know, it's a lot of situational awareness, and that's a lot of competency to safely operate a boat on the water.
In regards to, let's talk about marinas, new marina news. We had Boathouse, which was the old Hideaway Marina.
Yeah.
Many, many years ago, recently sold. I think it was $16 million they announced the other day. So that's the latest marina. I think it was Blue Water Marinas. I'm not sure, folks, of the exact name of the company that acquired Boathouse, but that was just announced recently. So congratulations to everyone involved there.
That is pretty big.
Let's talk about the pulse of the industry right now. You know, we've had a lot to digest with all the tariffs and the macroeconomics, as well as just, you know, people are just concerned.
Yeah, and I use what I call Rick's rule in this, and that is step back and wait. You know, things will find their center. Things tend to settle out over time.
But for those that are, you know, cash heavy, that have really wanted to get into boating, I can tell you this, that I've been negotiating as a broker for a lot of buyers and sellers, some pretty incredible deals.
It's a buyer's market right now. No question about it.
I mean, in all my years of being in this industry, I have to say, if you are waiting, don't wait.
Yeah. Don't do that. I was at an industry event last night.
You were at the Triton event.
I was at the Triton. You know what? That was wonderful. Triton Expo. There was over 1600 people that attended that last night. In spite of that being a buyer's market, the pulse and the optimism is high. This is a good time to be in the industry. It was a lot of crew there, a lot of people, young people coming into the industry. I would tell everybody, you know, to come into the industry, get your certifications, go do your schools, you know, come in with a competency and something to offer, because if you do, the opportunities are amazing. You can make a lot of money in this industry. You can stay in it as long as you want, whether you're crew or land-based, turning wrenches in a shop, working on outboards or inboards, whatever that looks like. This is a great industry to be part of.
It's a very intimidating industry too. So I do recommend, Rick and I, if you are new to the industry, and you're like, you know how it was. You're a little nervous.
Yeah.
The Young Professionals in Yachting, the YPY, is a great organization.
Yes, they are.
Into Bob Dennison, Bob Saxon, and myself will be speaking at the next. Where I think there's a panel that the three of us will be speaking to the group. So join it. Get involved in the industry. It's a great place to start. And then find your why. You know, my why has always been cancer. Yours has always been really the cleanliness of the ocean.
Yeah.
And now you're taking on this new safety initiative with me. Whatever you do as a young professional, find your why.
Absolutely.
And then change, make your spot in the world, make your spot in the industry.
That's cool.
It's really important.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, for those who are in the industry and you're under 40 years old, join YPY,
yes.
Young Professionals in Yachting.
Yes.
They're jumping on Yachting USA podcast here in about 6 weeks. We're going to talk to a couple of the board members and really talk about, you know, what I talk about is the leg up, the opportunity that didn't exist when I came into the industry, when you came into the industry, to make the connections and learn how this industry works. YPY does that. And I am a huge advocate. I also do mentoring with people in YPY as a little bit of a give back. And just final thought on that, pay attention. Soon enough, Rick's going to come up with OPY. We're going to have when you age out of YPY, we've got a place to come soon.
I'm not joining. Sorry.
Anyway, great organization. Everybody in there knows that I love them to death, even though I talk about them sometimes like that.
And there's other organizations. There's the Marine Industries Association of South Florida. Get on that as well. And there's so many great, the International Yacht Brokers Association. There's so many others. The USS, Super Yacht Association. Find your organization, get involved, and make a difference.
Yes. Final thought, we're in South Florida, it's the end of April. Look at this beautiful weather,
so beautiful.
Look at this waterway we're on. If you've not come to South Florida to experience this, you need to come down here for a period of time. This is just an amazing part of the world. Love this part of Florida,
really,
and we feel very blessed to be here.
It's a very tax-friendly community. If you're an executive or business owner or high net worth, you want to have residents here in Florida.
Yeah.
So there's so many great areas. We're in downtown. We're now in the Rio Vista area.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely stunning. There's a park that I go to pretty much every week. I love it. I'm not going to tell you when because I like my privacy. But Pulley Hammock, this park here is a hidden gem in downtown Fort Lauderdale.
It is.
I always bring a book. And really, since I've been alone a lot, I love my time
does
right Fifi now.
Does Fifi join you there?
Fifi does. She All enjoys
right.
it. My dog as well.
That's fantastic.
Couldn't be better. But any of that, I just want to say a shout out to everyone in the industry. Keep your head up. And, through every challenge, there's always an opportunity. And,
absolutely.
And listen, this is not a long-lived recession that we're in.
Yeah.
We're going to make it through. You just have to, work double time.
This is just a little downturn.
It's
we'll get through it for sure. Thanks, everybody, for joining us on this
boat
trip.
Thank you so much. If you have news, please reach out to either Rick or myself.
Yeah.
Hit us up on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, whatever you choose. And don't forget, if you like us, subscribe, share the episode. And, and that's it. Have a great week, everyone. And I look forward to seeing everybody on the water. And
what do you say? Boat.
I always say, boat smart from the start. And
whether absolutely.
You live, work, or play on the water, there's nothing better than this lifestyle on the water.
I couldn't have said it better.
We're signing up for another episode of Yachting Unplugged. Thanks to Tristan, our cameraman, who's been driving the boat. Tristan, thank you. He's a 16 now, right?
Soon to be 16.
Soon to be 16. An amazing videographer and our captain today.
Absolutely. What a blessing.
And shout out to Rhea. We really thank you for helping us produce this. We love you and see everybody.
Until next time.
Take care.
I'm out of here.